AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House says starting next week, a website will be up and running for people to order no-cost coronavirus tests. Sagar Magani has this.
COVIDtests.gov will start accepting orders Wednesday. Each residential address can get four tests. Shipping is free, but likely won't be fast. The White House says tests will typically go out within a week to 12 days after ordered. President Biden announced last month the U.S. would launch the program with 500 million tests, and yesterday said he'd double it.
I mean, a billion tests in total.
Officials say they're ready to handle the website launch and expected demand for tests, though memories of the Obama administration's disastrous healthcare.gov rollout remain fresh.
The CDC says people need to upgrade their masks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new guidance on masks, encouraging Americans to wear the N95 or KN95 masks used by healthcare workers. In updated guidance posted late Friday afternoon, the CDC said those kinds of masks are considered better at filtering air. The N95 and KN95 masks were previously in short supply, but at a news conference Thursday, President Biden announced,
"Next week we'll announce how we are making high-quality masks available to the American people, for free."
The White House says the federal government has a stockpile of more than 750 million N95 masks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A federal judge declined to temporarily stop the executions of two Oklahoma inmates who are scheduled to die in the coming weeks. In his order, District Judge Stephen Friot wrote, "Inmates Donald Grant and Gilbert Postel were not likely to succeed in their claims that Oklahoma's three drug lethal injection method presents the risk of subjecting them to severe pain and suffering." This is AP News. A blanket of bitter cold weather is rolling into the Northeast, temperatures well below zero by tomorrow morning. New York State Emergency and Homeland Security Commissioner Jackie Bray says wind chills in parts of the state will be between 30 and 35 below.
These are the types of temps where frostbite becomes a real concern. Frostbite can develop in these temps within 10 minutes.
Winter storm now in the Midwest is expected to bring up to 10 inches of snow to the Appalachian Mountains, up to 5 inches as far south as northeastern Georgia over the weekend into Monday morning. An Alabama man has been found guilty of killing three people in southwestern Illinois during a multi-state crime spree in 2019. It took the jury less than an hour to return the verdict against Brady Witcher, who faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Brittany McMillan, who has ties to the area near St. Louis, was with Witcher during the homicides. She pleaded guilty in December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.